The weather has recently hit triple digits in southern Oregon, but that doesn't seem to bother Tim Cook. He's the president of Clackamas Community College, who's preparing for a 1,500-mile jog across the state. He plans to visit all 17 of Oregon's community colleges over the next few weeks, and he'll get to each campus by running there. We'll ask why. Joining me on The Exchange is Clackamas Community College President Tim Cook. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Mike.
So, President Cook, tell us about this upcoming adventure.
Yeah, so starting Monday, June 16th, I will be out in Ontario at Treasure Valley Community College, and we'll start running for about 50 days straight, a little bit more than that, actually, making my way through Oregon and all the 17 community colleges and ending in the Columbia Gorge on August 8th.
Wow, that's quite a trek.
Ambitious.
What inspired you to do this?
A couple things, really. The main purpose for this, the main reason why, is really awareness around community college students' basic needs around food and housing insecurity, something that had been on my mind for probably about the last 5-6 years, and was just seeing that those numbers increase, numbers of students that are homeless, and numbers of students that really don't, you know, have enough food. And I've been a long-distance runner, marathon runner, ultra runner for about 20 years, and I thought, this may be a way to raise some awareness, and connect all the community colleges. And the real impetus for this during the pandemic, a faculty member from Clatsop Community College up in Astoria actually biked to all the community colleges and raised money for students up at Clatsop, and that sort of planted the seed in my head. I was like, well, if he can bike it, I'm pretty sure I can probably run it. So I've been planning it kind of ever since with a bunch of help.
You sure a student didn't just dare you to do this?
I'm pretty sure.
So tell me more about the problem that you're wanting to raise awareness of. Give me a sense of the scope of the problem.
I think it's a lot more than people realize. I think there's this romantic idea about college students, you know, I'm not having money and eating top ramen, and it's really much more serious than that. We did a study several years ago just here at my college, at Clackamas Community College, found that within the last month, about 41% of our students were food insecure, meaning they missed a meal, meaning they, you know, didn't have enough money to buy groceries, and they're making choices there. Almost the same amount had in the last year had been housing insecure at some point, and not homeless, but meaning that they, you know, missed a rent payment or couldn't pay an electric bill. And then what really concerned me was in the past year, we'd had 20% of our students that had been homeless at one point or another. So completely, you know, living in their cars or couch surfing or something. And it, you know, that it's not getting any better. And so when I would talk to people about this, you know, I could kind of see them registering it. But also at the same time, I was like, I think we really need to get some more attention around these needs. These are, you know, often parents, single parents, or people trying to better themselves and making choices about, do I pay my electric bill? Do I buy gas? Do I, you know, do I go to class? Do I pay for a class? So it's become a real concern of mine and many people.
When you say 20% of students, give me a sense of how many students are we talking about on your campus and others?
Yeah, on my campus, those numbers are, thank you for doing that. We actually get about 20,000 students that come through every year, but really that number is more on our full-time equivalent students, which is closer to about just under 6,000 students. So, you know, when you think about that, you know, at some point, in the last year, if 20% of that 6,000 had been houseless at some point, that's a pretty dramatic number.
It really is. So usually the students are the ones who go out and sell cookies and wash cars and bike, like you were telling me before. Mm-hmm. How are you going to survive this effort?
Yeah, it's the fun part, if you want to call it fun. I'm really thinking about this as an old school jogathon, you know, back in grade school when the kids would, you know, raise money and say, hey, sponsor me for a lap. I've been telling people, hey, sponsor me for a mile. If you donate a nickel per mile, it's $75 for this run. And it goes entirely to, you get to choose which community college it goes to. So, you know, people in their own communities can support their own community college. How am I going to survive it? It's a lot of help. I want to be clear. I'm not racing this event. As I said, I've been running for a long time. I run fairly slowly, and I'm well prepared to walk parts of this. We have some serious elevation in Oregon, you know, in other
yes,
places.
Yes, we do.
And as you just talked about when you said, you know, hitting triple digits, you know, down in Ashland in your area, I was like, yep, I'm going to have some real heat to contend with too.
Who's going to be traveling with you?
Yes, so we have a great support team. I've got a crew here that's been helping organize all this, and then on the run, my lovely wife Patty has agreed to drive the. We got a nice Sprinter van donated for the entire run from a company out of Medford, actually, and Sandy, Oregon, Johnson RV, really generous, donated this van. She's going to drive that the whole time. And we've got various friends, college friends, other friends that are coming along for each leg that are coming along to help navigate, help support, and do all that. And then at each college, the president and staff at each college are planning events. And, you know, when I come in or, you know, hosting us, you know, overnight and, you know, feeding us and letting me take a shower and some other, you know, important types of things as well. So it's truly a statewide effort.
Okay. So, what does success look like?
That's a great question. You know, for me, the real important piece of this is really the awareness. I'm already feeling like it's raising that. I've gotten some great legislative support. I've got some legislators that are running parts of this, actually helping crew parts of it. So I'm hoping that, you know, statewide, policy-wide, that's going to help some. I've certainly gotten some interest from, you know, different press, you know, podcasts and the rest. So raising awareness, I've had people tell me that they just had no idea that this was even an issue. So that awareness campaign, as I get into each part of the state, for success for me means just having people just understand this is more than just eating top ramen. And then the secondary part about raising funds in my head, you know, if I can raise $100 per mile or, you know, $150,000 that gets spread out to student goes directly to students, that feels financially like a success to me because then that money can get right out to students who need it.
So here's a big question.
Mm-hmm.
How many pairs of shoes do you think you'll need?
About six, actually. five or six. Yeah. I'll go through, you know, typically, yeah, about 300 miles, I'll go through a pair of shoes, and they're still wearable, but if you run in shoes too long, you can cause injuries because, you know, they're not doing what they need to do. Nike was generous enough to donate all the shoes. So I'm, you know, really happy about that.
My guest is Tim Cook. He's the president of Clackamas Community College. He's running to all 17 of Oregon's community colleges to raise awareness of students facing housing and food insecurity. Now, Tim, you said you were a marathon runner. How did you prepare for this?
So I've run over 50 marathons. I'm trying to run one in every state. I'm up to 38 states. And I run a marathon about every 3 months. And so I'm always kind of what I call sort of I'm in marathon shape, where I could go out and, you know, typically run one tomorrow. The challenge with this one is I'll be running over a marathon every day consecutively. And so to prepare for it, you know, I have to get used to really running on dead legs. So I would, you know, I'd go out and run, do a really long run and then in the morning and then go out at night and do another one or go out the next day and do another long run and really getting my legs just used to being tired and running tired. That said, it's difficult to really prepare for something like this. The people I've talked to that have run across the United States and have done, you know, multi-day runs say, be prepared. The first week's just going to hurt. It's really going to hurt. And so I'm anticipating, you know, as my body adapts, that it's going to be a challenge as much as I've trained and prepared over the years and gotten ready for it.
Well, this seems like an Ironman effort.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not biking or swimming or anything, but it's definitely, it's definitely a toll on the body. I have to really think about nutrition every day. I have to, you know, get enough sleep and recovery time and, you know, and all those pieces that I've been working on and lots of support again there as well, meeting with nutritionists and, you know, trainers and the rest and making sure that my body's ready.
And you've got a schedule to keep up with.
I have a schedule to keep up with. I do. I mean, you know, I have a proposed schedule of when I will be in each place. In fact, I'll be down in your area in about a month from today. I'll be coming down to Klamath Falls from Bend. You know, I'm heading over through Ashland, actually, up to, you know, Medford and Grants Pass, and then over to Coos Bay.
Okay, well, the weather is certainly a major consideration right now. We're already hitting triple digits. When do you plan to visit Klamath and the Rogue Community Colleges?
Yeah, I'll be in Klamath. I was actually just looking at that. I will be at Klamath July 10th. I thought I had that pulled up for you, but July 7th, I'll be at Klamath Community College. And then July 9th, I'll be on the Grants Pass campus for Rogue Community College. So I'll be running through Ashland, I think, about July 8th.
Okay. How far do you anticipate traveling each day?
Estimates are about 30-ish miles a day. So that's, you know, just a little over a marathon. It's about 50, about a 50K run per day.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your route? You said you're going to hit Klamath, and then you're coming over the mountain. You're coming to Rogue Community College. Give us a sense of how the route actually is designed, so that we understand how you're getting around the state.
Oh boy, I'm trying to avoid all the. Let me see if I can pull that up really fast, because I've got all the routes and I've made them public. I'm trying to avoid, obviously, major highways. I'm, you know, looking for as much as I can secondary roads with some shoulder on them. I'm actually pulling this up right now.
What kind of reception do you anticipate with students being gone for the summer?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. You know, my day job is I run a community college and. And I'm fortunate I've got a great leadership team. I'm using vacation time this summer, but this is the quietest that it gets for me. And that is the downside, is that there will be, a lot fewer, fewer students around when I'm coming through these colleges. And so I'm hoping that we'll get some interest there, certainly some staff and some folks that are around. Each college is different. Some of them are planning these big events. Some of them, I think, might just have a few people there to welcome. And people have actually, I've gotten emails from all over the state. People say, well, I want to come out and run part of this with you, and I'll meet you, somewhere and do this as well. So I guess the answer to that is we'll see. We'll have to kind of find out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's very cool, though. It sounds like people are really getting excited about this and supportive of it.
There's quite a bit, quite a bit of interest there. So I'm looking at the map right now. It looks like I'm headed out on Green Spring Drive. You'll know these better than I, as I'm planning all this. Green Springs Drive, and then heading onto Clover Creek Road over the mountains there for quite a ways.
Okay, you're coming from Klamath. You're coming up through Ashland.
Yeah, and then I'll get on Dead Indian Memorial Road.
Yeah, we're still trying to get that name changed.
That is problematic. I understand that. Yeah, the challenge is there.
Will you be using social media to track your adventures?
Yeah, and so you can follow me. I'll have a live satellite tracker on. I have an Instagram. I'll be posting video every day and then, showing what I've accomplished during the day with some video. You can track all that. There's a website now. It's called Run, and then the numeral 4, and then OR. For Oregon, ccstudents.org. So it's runfororccstudents.org.
Okay, we'll put that on our website.
Great. That has a lot of information. It has all of my maps on it. Like I said, once we start, it'll have the live satellite tracking videos. It has the Instagram address, just, obviously ways to donate. I'm really pleased with the way that our foundation set that up. We got sponsors to cover all the costs for the event, so every dime donated goes directly to the colleges, and they're all their information is right there, so people just get on and choose which college they wanted to go to.
Okay, so there'll be a way for them to donate.
Correct.
Okay, so what are other community college presidents saying about your venture?
My favorite story about this is about 18 months ago when I proposed this idea to them. I was pretty excited, had a lot of energy, and it was just sort of dead silence. And I said, oh, no, I've made a terrible mistake. They're not interested. And finally, one of them goes, you're not expecting us to run with you, are you? And I just said, no, not at all. Just support it. So I have, you know, throughout the state, there's a couple of them that want to run part of it with me. Certainly, you know, there many of them are excited about the opportunity. I think in Pendleton, they're trying to get folks at the Pendleton Roundup involved in it. You know, down in Klamath, they're going to do some nice things. But actually, the president down at Rogue is trying to start a, you know, trying to get people excited and doing some matching funds and really getting people into this support for Rogue Community.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Good luck on your quest.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.